Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. People talk about closure as if finishing is always a good thing, but is it really? This week I'm looking at three movies. There's a documentary about a young singer whose life came to an untimely finish, an action thriller about a rich man who wants to delay his ultimate finish, and an action adventure movie about a president in trouble who seeks help from a boy who is Finnish. Amy, directed by Asif Kapadia. So Amy Winehouse was a soulful jazz singer with an incredible voice. She was born in North London and dead by the age of 27. This is just a few years ago, so a new documentary fills in those missing years of her heartbreaking story. It concentrates on her music, her family, her friends, and her lovers. So she was the daughter of a cabbie and a pharmacist who divorced when she was still young. Really talented, she was sent to a prestigious music academy, but she was kicked out of there by age 16. She recorded her first album by the time she was 20. Her voice, though, was a throwback to some of the great American jazz singers. And her look was also retro, dramatic, sensuous, with big hair, heavy black eyeliner. And she had an outspoken manner and working class accent, which set her apart from the carefully groomed and managed commercial bands, which are typical in the UK. According to the film, she behaved sexually like a man, meaning she had lots of lovers and she did it just for the pleasure of it. She experimented with drugs while hanging out at Camden nightclubs. And at one of these clubs, prophetically called Trash, she first met Blake. He became her on-again, off-again lover and future husband. Many people blame him for her growing dependence on drugs. They had sort of a very bad codependent relationship. So while all this is going on, her career was taking off and her album started to go multi-platinum in UK and around the world. She was awarded 5 Grammys, but her instant stardom brought the bad side too. London press is notorious for its voracious appetite. It chews up the newly famous and just spits out the husks. And the paparazzi follow their every move, pasting lurid and intensely personal pics on the front pages of tabloids. So she's in and out of rehab clinics, especially after collapsing on stage during concerts. Eventually it proved too much and her body just gave out. So Amy is a great, heartbreaking, extremely intimate documentary shot with cell phones, voicemail recordings, tons of archival grainy photos and footage. It also features her music along with the lyrics projected in color on the screen while she's singing. It's accessible both to diehard fans and the merely curious. So is it exploitative? In a way, yes, but it's very, very sympathetic. It shows her good and bad sides, and it's told by her close friends, business associates, and family. So this is a very good movie. Selfless, directed by Tarsem Singh. So Damien, played by Ben Kingsley, is a self-made real estate kingpin in New York City who thinks money can buy everything. He lives in a beautiful penthouse suite with elaborate gold-colored doors, massive wooden furniture. When there's a difficult situation, he just pulls out a wad of cash and pays people off. But he has a problem that money can't solve. He's dying. That's when he discovers a secret corporation where a scientist named Albright, played by Matthew Good, promises him immortality in exchange for many millions of dollars, big bucks. Only catch, he has to pretend to die and leave his old life behind. In exchange, they'll give him a brand new body, a freshly made in a laboratory tank. So he agrees, and right away Ben Kingsley's put inside Ryan Reynolds' body. His New York accent, his mannerisms, his personality all suddenly disappear. He has a new home in New Orleans, clothes, beautiful, more beautiful women you can shake a stick at. But there's a problem. He has strange flashbacks of a woman and a little girl. Who are they? Well, it turns out his body wasn't made in a laboratory. It's actually a real person, and whose thoughts keep intruding on him. unless he takes these little red pills. So Damien investigates and he meets up with his body, his former body's wife and daughter. Wife's name is Madeline, played by Natalie Martinez. So laboratory finds out he knows where the body came from. So they decide, oh, he's a millionaire. He paid us all his money. We have to kill him, the wife and the kid. So the rest of the movie is him fighting the laboratory. Who will win the ultimate showdown, Damien or the laboratory? But luckily, because he inherited the body, he also inherits the special op fighting skills. Okay, this movie makes no sense at all. It doesn't follow. Nothing about it makes sense. It's ridiculous. Okay, it's a body genre. It's a genre I like, the body swap genre, like Freaky Friday, Face Off, All of Me. Even Ryan Reynolds made another body swap movie a year ago called Change Up. But in this one, he's so bland, generic, and unadventurous that he doesn't even try to show the difference between Ben Kingsley and him and himself. You can't tell if it's just Ryan Reynolds. He's nice looking and likable, but he's just a meat puppet. There's no point of this movie. Big Game, directed by Hjalmari Hellander. Oskari, played by Oni Tomila, is a 13-year-old in northern Finland. As part of the Sami coming-of-age ritual, the Sami are an indigenous group living in northern Europe, he has 24 hours to prove his manhood as a hunter and bring back a reindeer. So he's a brave kid, but he's bad with a bow and he lacks self-worth. Bow and arrow. But in the woods, after an explosion, he comes across this metal space pod. He looks inside, and who's in there but the U.S. president, played by Samuel L. Jackson. So it seems an evil millionaire terrorist, with the help of some insiders, managed to shoot down Air Force One. But not for an ideological reason. It's just as a lark, and now he wants to go hunting big game. That's the president himself. So young Oskari has to prove his mettle by guiding the president to safety and fending off all the bad guys in the process. Okay, believe it or not, this kid's movie is really good. It's quirky, it's surprising, it's actually funny. I had no expectations coming into this, but somewhere along the way, I'm watching and saying, wait a minute, I recognize this. I've seen movies by this director before, and this is the kid, the same kid from this movie called Rare Exports. Which is about an evil Santa Claus living in a cave up north who's going to kill everybody. So this movie isn't Disney-ish at all. It's a grittier, they show blood and guts, a grittier feel, and also has this twisted sensibility. Makes it delightful. I like this one. Selfless, Big Game, and Amy all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. Also opening is Tangerine, about black trans women in the sex trade in LA, and now playing is the Buster Keaton Festival with live piano music. Go to robertbrucemusic.com for more information. This is Daniel Garver, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.